My name is John Erling. Today's date is February 23rd, 2012. Dean, state your full name, please, your date of birth, and your present age.
I'm Dean Paul Van Trees. My date of birth is September 5th, 1938. I believe that's 73.
Yes, I just checked it out. It's 73.
Thank you.
Where were you born?
In Lewiston, Idaho.
We're recording this here in the recording facilities of VoicesOfOklahoma.com in Tulsa. Your mother's name, maiden name, and where she grew up?
Hazel Corrine Greer. She grew up in Lewiston, Idaho.
How would you describe her personality?
She was quite a gal. She was a school teacher for quite a few years. In the community, she was very respected. Mom and Dad were close to my brother and I. There was just one brother. She was very involved in the church and in community kinds of things, which were expected then of young women that were teachers.
Her being a teacher, did that have some effect on the fact that you ended up in education?
You know, it probably did. At the time, I didn't think it would, but I think it did.
Your father's name and where he lived and grew up?
Edward Paul Van Trees. He went by Paul. He spent much of his time in Clarkston, Washington, which is across the river from Lewiston, Idaho, and Potlatch, Idaho. He worked in the lumber mills and eventually had a cut stock plant. They call it cut stock, and you could take lumber boards and make them into smaller pieces that might be useful for toys or whatever they wanted to make from there. Mm-hmm. He was a very interesting dad, too, a good dad.
You mentioned your brother and his name, and was he older or younger than you?
His name is David Burton Van Trees, and he's 18 months older. And he was a school teacher for 30 years. Terrific teacher.
Your education, your elementary school, where was that?
In Clarkston, Washington. And this was a small town, probably about 2,500, 3,000 people. It was across the river from Lewiston, Idaho. Lewiston, Idaho, Clarkston, Washington, named after Lewis and Clark.
All right.
And their travels.
So elementary, then junior high school.
High school, all of it there.
In Clarkston.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about high school. Kind of a student, and were you involved in school and activities?
Yes, I was an okay student. You know, I wasn't the valedictorian, but I did well. I was all conference on our football team that had a terrific season senior year. You know, I was in various class offices growing up in different roles. I was senior class vice president.
So you began to show leadership back then?
Oh, I think way back early on, yeah.
How big was your class?
Not very big. We graduated 98.
It was bigger than mine, which was 25.
So. 25, well, right. It was big.
So you graduate from high school in what year?
1956.
And then it was an automatic that you would go on to college?
Yes. This was an interesting to me anyhow. My mother graduated from high school when she was 15. She was one of eight girls. Her and her father was killed in an automobile accident in 1925 when she was 12. Her mother was very bright. She was a woman of the year one year in Idaho. But my mother certainly was supportive of my going to college. But my dad, who had finished the eighth grade, and that wasn't that uncommon back then for men, you know, they were working. He was the one that sat my brother and I down in high school. And he said, boys, you're going to college. My brother decided to go to Washington State College, WSC back then. It's Washington State University today. And I decided to troop it over the mountains to the University of Washington. And I was, I think, the first one of two graduates from the Clarkston High School of the University of Washington. So I'm sort of proud of that.
Sure. In college, then, your major, did you know exactly when you went in?
No, my dad did a lot of reading, and he thought I ought to be a CPA. So I took quite a bit of accounting early on. In fact, I had over 20 hours of accounting by the end of my sophomore year. That wasn't me. So I went into marketing, graduated with a major in marketing, minor in accounting. And then I went on and received an MBA from the University of Washington. I also will say this, I dropped out of the University of Washington for a year, and that was one of my best experiences. I always had wanted to see the world, and a friend and I, his dad fixed up a 48 Willys Jeepster. We drove it down to San Jose, Costa Rica, slept in the fields, would do that today. Ended up making it to Panama. We got on a sailboat. Three of us sailed that boat to the Marquesas Islands, and he needed to come back. He had a lower draft number for the military, and the skipper and I, we sailed it to New Zealand.
Wow.
And I had $5 in New Zealand. I worked as a gardener, painter, you know, whatever. I put that in there because that had a lot of bearing on my career later in terms of understanding global education and a lot of things about people and what have you.
At what point in your college career did you drop out?
At the end of my junior year, and that about killed everybody. But I just had, I mean, college was fine, but I had that opportunity. He and I talked about doing it in high school. Back then, you wrote letters. You couldn't afford a telephone. And he wrote me a letter and said his dad had fixed up this Jeepster and convertible, painted yellow, had a white top. And I agreed to do it. My folks, you know, they had some questions about it probably, but they were okay.
Must have been shocked at first.
Yeah.
You went for a year, and then you had no qualms. You knew that you'd be coming back to finish. That was not an issue?
No, it wasn't an issue. And I had a fellow in New Zealand that was building a boat, having it built in Australia, race in the America Cup. And I'd never heard of the America Cup then, and he liked me. I'd sailed with him some in New Zealand. He had a construction company. He paid my airfare to come back and finish college, and he was hoping I would come back and sail and be his cook and sailor on that boat when it raced. I came back, and the gal I dated before I left, I realized I was in love, and we married. So I never got back, and I paid him back because I thought that was the right thing to do.
You learned sailing on this year that you went down there.
Oh, I did. In fact, he needed a navigator. And I had built a boat in high school. This friend and I had a small 13-foot boat, a Mark 20 Mercury. It couldn't pull you out of the water, but it could pull you off the dock. So I was familiar with that way, but he needed a navigator, and so I told him I would be his navigator. I got a book down there in Panama, How to Navigate, by Mary Blewett. I'm not sure that was her real name. We got some great charts from the U.S. Navy down there. That was interesting. And I learned how to operate a sextant, mark the chart. And my skipper was from Ireland, so he knew some, obviously, about navigation. But I knew I had about 14 days before we'd see the Galapagos Islands. So I'd get out and swing that sextant a couple times a day and mark the chart. I was right on, so I felt pretty darn good about that. But that's a good growth experience. And that's the reason I sort of mentioned a lot of times, it's maybe the asterisks in between that are just as important maybe as your normal course.
Yeah.